welcome to this week's episode of the Morningside Hoops Podcast. Kyle Matrician, Steve Merrill, Smiley, as always. That's right, Steve.
Episode 5.
Is this episode 5?
It is.
Who's counting?
Me.
You are.
Me.
It is episode 5 of the Morningside Hoops Podcast, and we have a bit of a theme this week, Steve. We're going to talk to two first years from the men's basketball team, Gianni Cobb and Gerard O'Keefe. And then later on, we're going to talk to two first years on the women's basketball team, Nasi Simmons and Maria Arebola.
I'm excited to see what they have to say and get their first impressions of Columbia. And
that's right.
Adjustments been like to New York City.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll get some great perspectives from all four of our guests today.
We will. And, you know, Steve, I just also want to say in this introduction that I don't know if this podcast has been as consistent as posting every single week as we have this year. And that's a big credit to your availability. Good job. I hope everybody heard that high five.
I appreciate that.
Hey,
Kyle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You've been a tremendous asset to the podcast. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at home this week. The men are home this Saturday against Brown at 2 p.m. And Steve, I believe we have more promotions this weekend.
We do. So the Lions are wrapping up a 3-game homestand. And before this Saturday's game against Brown at 2 p.m., there will be a cheerleading clinic. Youth ages 5 to 12 can participate in a pregame basic level skills cheerleading clinic with members of the Columbia cheer team.
Wow.
All registrants receive a basketball game ticket beforehand.
And, Steve, there will be a youth dance clinic at pregame dance clinic at the men's basketball game. For anyone ages 5 to 12 can participate in a pregame basic level skills dance clinic with members of the Columbia dance team. All registrants receive a basketball game ticket, and all you have to do is use promo code DCR to register. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, lots going on before the game. That'll be a nice thing to get some youth fans in the door and cheer on the Lions this weekend.
It will. And, of course, on the road this weekend, the women's basketball team will be at Brown, which, Steve, is the site of the 2025 Ivy League basketball tournament. So they'll get their first look at the Pizzitola Sports Center and hopefully keep up their undefeated Ivy League record and move to 8-0 in Ivy League play. One more step toward Ivy madness. But with that being said, let's head to a quick break. And when we come back, we will be speaking with Gerard O'Keefe and Gianni Cobb from the men's basketball team.
We all know what comes with being a fan, the ups, the downs, and everything in between. Share a Coke with a friend. Coca-Cola, the official beverage of the Columbia Lions.
Welcome into the Morningside Hoops podcast. We have our first interview of this week's episode. We are sitting down with two men's basketball first years. We have Gerard O'Keefe, who is from Nashville, Tennessee. And we have Gianni Cobb, a first-year guard out of Chicago. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
No problem.
Thanks for having us on.
Awesome. Well, what we like to do, especially when we have first years and people on the podcast for the first time, is we like to just have you give a little bit of an introduction about yourself, your basketball journey, how you arrived at Columbia. So, Gianni, we will start with you.
Well, I feel like recruiting is not an easy process. A lot of coaches will tell you and your parents what they think and that you want to hear, but visiting Columbia in New York, it felt like I was welcome, and I felt that I would receive support academically. And also, I had opportunity to see the court after my freshman season.
When did you – tell us about your basketball journey a little bit. Like, when you started playing, like, was it a family sport or, like, you know?
Well, it was a family sport. My dad was playing. He was in college. He went, like, D3. So, when I was a kid, I would just watch him play, and he put the ball in my hand when I was little. So, I loved the game. I played football, too, but I started liking basketball more. So
okay. What position were you football?
A running back.
Nice. And how long did you play football for?
Since probably my freshman year of high school.
You played up until your freshman year of high school? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Nice.
And Gerard, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you grew up playing basketball and how you eventually chose Columbia.
Yeah, so basketball for me started in a similar way with through my dad. So my dad played at Kent State, and then he transferred to Rhodes College, a D3 in Memphis, Tennessee. And there he was their all-time leading scorer in 3 years. So he was a really good player, and he's definitely, you know, the main reason I started playing basketball. And then I actually grew up in Chicago, like Gianni did, And then I moved to Nashville when I was 12.
Okay.
But I didn't spend too long of a time in Nashville. I ended up spending high school at IMG Academy, sports boarding school in Florida. Mm-hmm. And there I went to school for 4 hours a day, spent the rest of the day focusing on basketball, strength and conditioning, leadership, mental conditioning, nutrition. So that, you know, really prepared me to play in college. And, you know, again, with the coaches, very similar to Gianni, just built a relationship with them really over 2 years before I ended up committing here. And now I'm, you know, proud to be a Lion.
Awesome. And what are your first impressions of New York City so far? Not, I mean, have you been to New York before you came to Columbia? Or
I spent a little bit of time here, probably a couple weeks total. But it's been great. I mean, you have access to the city, but then you also can be, you know, insulated within the campus. And, you know, we end up being so busy that we do spend, you know, pretty much all of our time, you know, within 1/10 and 1/20.
Yeah. Especially in season.
Right.
Especially in season.
Gianni, growing up in Chicago, mm-hmm. How has that similarity to New York City, just, you know, being in a city around that type of vibe, helped with the transition of you starting, you know, your college career here in Manhattan?
Well, out here it's like a lot of people, there's a lot of people in Chicago. In Chicago it's just like, I know more people in Chicago. So like, mm-hmm. I really don't be outside in New York. Mm-hmm. Just really, it's hard for me being outside because of school and basketball. So I really don't have time to go outside and like really experience. But the time when I experience, I just see like more people outside in Chicago.
And probably a little bit less wind in Chicago too.
Yeah.
Known as the Windy City. Of course, Kyle, we always talk about food. We have to ask, since Gerard, you said that, you know, you spent some time in Chicago too.
Yeah, 12 years, you said? Until you were 12?
Yes.
No.
Deep dish style or New York style? What do we think?
Chicago
here?
Got New York.
Yeah.
Chicago?
And pizza?
Yeah.
Do you tell people that?
I think Chicago.
Hey, it's a good conversation starter. You know, you want to meet people around the city, you get them going on the pizza.
Yeah.
And people are pretty passionate about that.
Gerard, what's your take?
I lean toward the New York style.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay. Dude, like, it's the deep dish style in Chicago. Is that like, if you're just getting pizza on a Friday night, are you getting deep dish, or is that like when you go out to a restaurant type deal? I guess you were 12, so you don't really know, but tell us.
Probably. I'll probably do a regular.
Yeah.
Solid. So we'll transition back to basketball, guys. You know, this is a team that's had great continuity, right? The veteran guys have been here for 4 years. They went through some tough years, then had some great success to start this season in a little bit of a rut right now. But what have you learned from some of these veteran guys, specifically the guards, you know, your position? Just tell us, you know, what guys have done for you and helped, you know, your first season here at Columbia.
Well, I just feel like that being around the guards, they helped me, like, get better. And especially, like, Avery, a bigger guard than me. So I just want to, like, compete with him every day at practice just so I can get better. And he can help me get better. So, like, yeah, I just like how, like, I'm behind him so I could just get better.
Gerard?
Yeah, I'd shout out Geronimo, Kenny, Jaden. You know, mm-hmm. Those guys have really helped me. Feels like every day they give me, you know, a new little tidbit to add on that makes me better as a basketball player. And then off the court, really, it's been, you know, not just the guards, but everyone on the team that's helped me, you know, adjust to Columbia and given me advice, you know, academically and socially. So I'm really grateful for all the older guys' help.
Mm-hmm. And Gianni, you know, coming off this weekend, you saw a really significant action in the Harvard game. You had the career high 16 points. You were lighting it up. You were driving to the rim. We were kind of getting exposed to, you know, your skills and how you play the game. Just kind of tell us what it was like being out there in that type of environment, you know, conference play, and just give us your thoughts on that.
Oh, it was great. So I just waited my turn, just waiting till my number be called and waiting so like I get trusted. So I just went out there and showed what I could do and try to help my team win and show that I can be on the court and be on the floor. So I just wanted to show coaches that.
Then Gerard, how about you? I mean, you contributed in the Dartmouth game. You had 9 points in 14 minutes. You were 4 for 9 from the field. Just, you know, same as Gianni. What was that like being able to contribute in an Ivy League game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a similar situation. I think, you know, just being patient and then, you know, when you come in, being ready to contribute and, you know, take some of the load off guys like Kenny that are, you know, having to play the whole game.
I want to jump in real quick. I feel like you guys have such a large roster, like 18 players, and I've talked about this on some previous episodes. But you guys kind of get production from, it's not just, okay, well, it's mostly just the seniors and juniors. Like, you guys are two freshmen that are, like Steve just alluded to, playing 10, 20 minutes plus a game right now for your team, right? So what is, I guess, Gerard, our start with you, but do you feel like that's special and unique to this team?
Yeah, I mean, as a team, it's great to have contributions from anyone, but I think we have a roster of such high character guys that it almost doesn't matter if our scoring was distributed across everybody or just seniors or if it was just freshmen and sophomores, because, you know, as a group, you know, it's such a great group of guys that, you know, everyone wants to win no matter what.
And, you know, offensively, you guys are scoring, you know, 80, 85, 89 points a game in some of these losses. And, you know, it's just how the games have gone. But how, like, encouraging is that and motivating, I would say? So you're right there in these games, and these can easily become wins if, you know, maybe we lock it down defensively a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, defense is definitely our biggest area of growth, and it's been all season. And it is reassuring to see, you know, high scoring games, but there aren't many moral victories in conference play.
Of course.
So, you know, improving our defense is really our focal point this week. And, you know, realistically for the rest of the season, that'll be the key to winning games and getting the season back on track.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like we could turn around this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then, you know, talked about obviously the team you guys want to improve defensively the next couple of games, but personally, you know, you guys are young, you have a lot of basketball ahead of you beyond this season. What are some of the things that you're trying to improve on as you get through the first season of your collegiate careers, Gianni?
Well, just keep getting better. Going to practice, keep getting better. Just going on with the older guys. I'm all about the team, so I just want to watch the older guys make me get better and just show me get better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say one thing I've focused on is it's not just becoming a better basketball player, it's becoming a better Columbia basketball player. So really trying to fit, you know, everything I work on, you know, within the context of how we play as Columbia. And in the end, that'll help the team.
Gerard O'Keefe, big culture guy, right?
Yeah,
there you go.
Love that.
So you guys are home again this Saturday against Brown at 2 p.m. I know you guys probably feel like your backs are against the wall a little bit in terms of, you know, the standings in the Ivy League, but what, like, how are you guys trying to keep that positive mentality through practice this week, knowing like you guys have another chance this Saturday to get a win?
Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like there's no time to be sad about it. You know, we're going to work and practice every day, and, you know, the older guys in our team, they've gone through this. So if there are any lapses, you know, they're right there encouraging us. And, you know, we're just really focused on getting this win. We're all excited for the game.
And Gianni, maybe, like, what are you focusing on this week? Not without getting into the scout, but in terms of, like, what Brown does, like, what are you guys trying to shore up this week in preparing for Brown?
Well, just keep playing together. Just really focus on defense. That's what's, like, really hurting us. So a lot of people have been making shots on us. So I feel like we focus on defense and keep them low to like 90 points, keep them lower than 90 points, then I think we can pull off the win.
Nice. That's good. Yeah. Great. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming in. Yeah. Appreciate it. Again, the Columbia men's basketball team takes on Brown this Saturday at 2 p.m. at home. And you can catch Gianni Cobb and Gerard O'Keefe in action. Thanks a lot, guys.
Right. Thanks for having us on.
Appreciate it.
Hockey means the world to me. When you see me on the ice, you'd never know I was born with half a heart. But Dr. Basha and his team at New York Presbyterian re-engineered my heart so the right side does all the pumping. I had 3 surgeries before I turned 3, so I can go all out, especially when I'm on the ice. Half a heart? I'm all heart.
Welcome back to the Morningside Hoops podcast. I'm Kyle Matrician, joined by Steve Merrill, and it is our women's basketball segment. We have two first years on the podcast with us, just like we did for the men's interviews earlier. We have first year Maria. Oh, I'm going to try and roll my R's. Maria Erbola?
Yep.
Oh! From Almeria, Spain. I don't know if I'm supposed to roll an R there. She is a first-year six-foot tweener from, like I said, from Spain. And we have first-year Nasi Simmons from Brockton, Massachusetts, who played at Noble and Greenaw. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, okay. Correct.
Noble and Greenaw. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Looking forward to, you know, you guys have played significant minutes for the team as freshmen this season, and definitely looking forward to seeing what you two can do as your college careers progress. But let's get to know you guys a little bit. So Maria, we'll start with you. I know it's fun when we bring people on the podcast, especially who haven't been on before, because on this team there's like such an international contingent, right? And I think now it's six international players and six US players, so it's fair teams international. So just introduce everybody to yourself a little bit, like when you, like how, you know, where you grew up, how you got into basketball, and then how you eventually wound up at Columbia.
So I started playing at 7 in my hometown in Almeria, and like I played all my life for the same team. I started playing because my best friend was playing and I just wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. So I was there like for almost all my life. And last year of high school, I moved to Malaga, a different city, to play for a bigger team. And we went to the national championships, and like it was like a pretty successful season. And I finally end up here hoping to like be with the team, improve mm-hmm. my basketball skills, like bring to the team whatever I have.
So what went into the decision to not only play college basketball in the United States, but to join, to come to Columbia specifically?
Coming here was definitely scary, like moving to the other part of the world, but the NCAA is like the easiest path to combine studies and and basketball. Like this is almost impossible to do in Spain. Mm-hmm. You don't have like facilities, they don't help you. So coming, I decided to come to play in the NCAA, and then once I decided that Columbia was my best option, it was the best place.
Yeah, and I'm sure New York City, you can find some things that kind of remind you of home, hope. Yeah. What have you found in New York City that you really enjoy going to so far?
I like going to Little Spain.
Okay.
I've brought some of my teammates there. Like the food is really accurate, like to what we have there.
Okay.
And it's like going home.
What kind of food? What do you get?
We got like Spanish omelet. We got croquetas.
I love croquetas.
They're the best.
We always wind up talking about food on this podcast.
Yes, and that's totally fine with me. Yeah. Paella.
Have paella. They have like everything famous from Spain, honestly. Mm-hmm. So it's really good.
I think one of my favorite parts about Spanish food is tapas.
Mm.
When we went to Spain a few years ago with the team, obviously you were in high school or secondary school at the time. We went to Sevilla and Granada, and we went to the Alhambra and, you know, all the touristy stuff, I'm sure. In the south of Spain. Are you in the south of Spain or central Spain?
Like, my parents are from Granada.
Okay.
Almeria is right next to it.
Okay. So you've been to all these places?
Yeah.
Very hot in the summer, south of Spain. It can get brutally hot.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if you had the sea near you, it's kind of warmer, but Granada is not.
Yeah. And we, since you're from the south of Spain, I guess I just randomly want to ask you, when we went on that international tour a couple years ago, we did Morocco and the south of Spain. Have you been to Morocco or anywhere across the Mediterranean?
No, I haven't. I want to go because I also have family in Morocco.
Okay.
But I've never been.
Okay. No, yeah, it's just I never even imagined that it was that close. When we were in Tangier, you could literally see Spain.
Yeah.
From, it's crazy. So, well, thanks for sharing that with us and, like I said, joining us today.
Thank you.
Now let's get to know Nasi a little bit, a 5'9 guard, like I said, out of Brockton, Massachusetts. Tell everybody, you know, your basketball upbringing a little bit, and then we'll eventually get to how you decided to choose Columbia.
Yeah, so similar to Moss, I started playing when I was 7 years old or so. I played with mostly boys when I was younger, and then as I transitioned into AAU on the circuit, it was more all-girls teams and stuff. And then I went to high school. I went to Noble and Greeno, so I started that in seventh grade. I made varsity and was on that team for 6 years.
You were also a six-year varsity player. Wow.
Yes.
That's really varsity. Yeah, I think Riley was as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So six-year varsity, and then yeah, I led the team as a captain for my junior and senior year. It was definitely a really special experience for me, and I think it definitely shaped the way I see basketball on and off the court for sure. And then, yeah, so junior year, I made my decision to come to Columbia. I think my junior spring, it just was by a landslide, I think. It was the coaching staff, the culture, the team. I mean, definitely the city, the education, it just kind of was the full package for me. And yeah, that's kind of what led me here, I'd say, those things.
Being from, I mean, I wouldn't say local, but like within driving distance of New York City, had you been to New York City a few times? You enjoyed coming to New York City, obviously, I would think, if you're going to choose Columbia, right?
Yeah, no, I had been to the city a ton of times. Sometimes even for basketball tournaments, like I played at Rucker Park, which was a really cool experience for me. And Dykeman. So I think both of those at least 4 times. So okay. A few times in the summer. But I had been to the city a bunch of times, and it definitely, like, I love the city. It's really nice. And I think also Columbia's aspect of like the gardens and the yard space, like it's like kind of not too much, but a mix of both worlds. Like you kind of get to relax and have an urban feel outside the city, but more of a rural on campus, and there's space to just lay out and relax as well. So I think it fits really well for me.
Yeah. And I think we've heard a lot of people say that, and we'll make fun of it, but there's this commercial that always airs on ESPN Plus during our broadcast. It's like this university doubled magic commercial where they talk about the doubled magic of Columbia, how like you can be on campus and it doesn't feel like you're really in the city. And
yeah.
As soon as you step outside, it's like, oh, New York City.
Exactly. Yeah.
So random question for you. When we were coming back from Dartmouth on the trip and we were going through Massachusetts, how close were we? I know, you know, Massachusetts is a bigger area. Are you like from the Boston suburbs or?
Yeah, I mean, so senior year I moved to Dedham, Massachusetts, which is.
Where is that for us who don't know?
Yeah, so that's about 20 minutes south of Boston.
Okay, so way over there.
Yeah,
okay.
But originally my hometown, Brockton, Massachusetts, is closer to an hour south of Brockton. So it's more city-like, whereas Dedham is more suburban.
I see where Brockton is. Okay, so Brockton is like south of Boston as well.
Yeah, they're both south,
like
yes.
Right in between Boston and Providence.
We were really close on our Harvard road trip.
We were nowhere close, but we'll be close this weekend.
Yes,
when we go to Brown.
Yeah,
so good transition.
I know. My family has been in high attendance recently. These East Coast Ivy League games.
Yeah, I mean, it actually is really nice when choosing to go to an Ivy League school. Providence, Yale, not that far away.
No,
New Haven.
Yeah, they came there.
Cambridge isn't that far away. Did they come to Dartmouth? I know that's.
They came to Dartmouth.
Okay, how far is like a few hour drive?
Dartmouth, 2 hours north. Nothing
Penn
crazy.
And Princeton probably for them is a bit of a hike.
Yeah, closer to that 3-4 hour range.
But all right, we'll kind of do it backwards this week. Let's first talk about the upcoming trip to Brown. You guys are 16-4 overall, 7-0, so perfect record through the first half of the Ivy League season. How are you guys preparing for Brown this week, Moss, in practice? What are you working on this week in terms of preparing for Brown?
I mean, we know it's like a very like dynamic team, and we're just like going through all the ways we want to exploit them, and like how are we gonna like stop their stars, like what going through our game plan. Like we just started preparing for the game, but just like a regular game, it's one more game for us. Mm-hmm. We just like need to adjust these little details of the game plan from game to game.
Have you guys talked about in practice the fact that this is where the Ivy League tournament is going to be held, and you know, treating this like an Ivy League tournament game a little bit?
Not really. Like, I think we're focusing more like day by day.
Okay.
Obviously, we have like these bigger goals of going like Ivy League tournament, going to the NCAA championship, but like those goals are always there, but this is just one more game.
And I just want to give Mas a shout out. When we were in the Bahamas earlier this year, randomly impromptu post-game press conference. She had a good game. She had a good game. And I was like, Mas, you're going to the post-game press conference with us. And you were like, okay. And for anybody who doesn't know, we call you Mas affectionately on the team, which stands for Maria Arabola Sanchez.
Yeah.
Mas. So in case you don't know, or if you're at a Columbia game and you hear people saying Mas, they're talking to Maria.
Last week, I asked Kitty about playing on the road.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a veteran player, she's very used to it. You know, you guys go everywhere in the non-conference. You had that long road trip between home games. Now this is another three-game road trip, you know, third game in a row on the road here. What's your impressions been of, you know, playing on the road in those types of environments? And you've come out with some nice wins in those games.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about playing on the road is you're the underdog. Like, you go into someone else's gym, all of their fans, all of their parents, and, you know, you're no one's cheering for you as loud. Like, we do have a very good Columbia fan section that travels really well, but overall,
we're going to have a lot of your fans at Providence.
Yeah, 100%. Overall, we're the minority of fans, but it's just really nice being the underdog and, you know, getting wins in other people's gyms, kind of like making their fans not have much to cheer for and just kind of
hypes you guys up when all of a sudden it gets quiet.
Yeah. So it's really nice kind of like keeping the fans quiet and just going in there knowing what we have to do, sticking to the game plan and not letting any outside factors like affect us. And I think our culture really stands strong with that, you know.
Yeah. And I know, so now we're actually going to take a step back and talk about this past weekend. Like I said, we're doing a little bit backwards, but that's okay. Harvard and Dartmouth this past weekend, you guys had a huge win in a nationally televised game on ESPNU. I know for you two, Coach does a really good job of like preparing you guys to let you know, like, hey, like this is probably going to be our rotation for the Harvard game unless something happens, right? But you knew against Dartmouth the next day that you guys were going to get like quality playing time. So the team beats Harvard. What did you guys notice from your perspective in terms of how we played against Harvard and what went right against Harvard?
Yeah, I mean, I think we really executed the game plan really well. Like, we knew what we had to do. And I think a struggle of ours in the past has been, like, not throwing the first punch or getting hit first. Yeah. But I think we just kind of went out there. We stuck to what we knew we could do to beat them. And it worked out. I mean, I know there was definitely lapses where it wasn't pretty or perfect, but at the end of the day, like we fought and we never gave up. And even the stretch at the end, towards the end of the game where it got closer, like we still, you could tell that our toughness was tougher and we weren't letting like runs like that really get to us. We maintained our confidence and poise and just stuck it out. So I mean, I think the game plan was definitely the biggest thing that put us over the edge for that game.
You guys pretty much were in command of that game the entire time. And then I know you're up 19 with 7.5 minutes left and Harvard's at home and their crowd gets behind them. All of a sudden they make like one basket, two baskets. And it turns into a 10-0 run and the place is getting crazy. And it got pretty loud in there. Like it's a pretty tiny gym. But the team, you know, holds their ground. It got to a 9-point game, but never got any closer than that. I actually think it did get to 7 with like 20 seconds left, but by then it was too late. So then you guys turn around and go to Dartmouth the next day. Coach talked about this to the media that as you guys were in shoot around the next morning, like kind of the underclassmen and like are getting more of the reps in shoot around. Like you guys know, like, all right, this is our time. This is our chance, right? So Mas, you play 13 minutes in that game. Nasi, you play 21 minutes in that game. I'll tell you a little bit. 3 steals, 7 points, 4 rebounds. You were my Ivy League Rookie of the Week nomination this week, but unfortunately,
shucks.
Yeah. Katie Collins from Penn wanted
it's okay. Again, so. We'll get another one. I got you with another one, Kyle.
But Mas, talk about the game plan at Dartmouth a little bit and like what you guys were trying to execute against Dartmouth.
Yeah, so as you said, like Koji was kind of saying to us, like, this is pretty much the rotation for Harvard. So like during all the week, we still was focusing like getting in some extra reps after practice of like Dartmouth offense. So I think like especially the underclassmen, we really knew the game plan for Dartmouth. And like we knew after Harvard, like a lot of players had like 30 plus minutes in that game. So like we really like knew we wanted to be very sharp. In shoot around, we were getting like all the reps mostly. Especially on offense, we were all about like execution, that stuff. But like, it was mainly us and like leading the shoot around. It was us. So yeah. I think that also was very helpful to just like turn the page and be like, yeah, this is Dartmouth. Remember ourselves, what we've been doing this week. But yeah, I think the underclassmen did a really good job like getting into the game and really stepping up.
And you actually touched on something that I wanted to bring up. As a freshman, do you guys feel like, and Moss, I'll start with you, do you feel like that's helpful to not be forced into these high pressure situations and know like, okay, like against Harvard, for instance, like I can watch, like, yeah, you want to play. I'm not saying that you don't want to play. I'm just saying like to not feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders in that game. And then like be able to go and play against Dartmouth and kind of build yourself up that way. Do you find that helpful?
Like, you always have to be prepared for to go in the game.
Yes.
In case something's happened. But I don't know if it's helpful or not, like whether that situation, mm-hmm. but we just knew like it was a great opportunity for us to really step up and show like what we've made of.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think we'd really take that opportunity.
Yeah. And I think you guys did that. And Nasi, as I talked about, 7 points, 3 steals. You get your hands in. You're really good at deflecting, right? And you're like, you kind of cringe
blessing
a little
and a
bit.
Curse.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, when
moments.
It works, it's great. Yeah. But other times I foul and I get in trouble. But yeah, no, like I said, you've really been stepping up as a member of the freshman class. So just talk about the Dartmouth game a little bit from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, when my number is called, I know that my job is to go in there and like create a spark for the team. And I think that's what I did with Dartmouth. A lot of girls just came off playing 40 minutes the last night. And so it's my job to come in there, spark the team, do the little things. And I think that just worked really well when I was focused on my role and everything else kind of came to me.
Yeah.
Defensively, that's definitely my major focus when going in the game, like being a ball getter and very disruptive on and off the ball. And crashing rebounds, securing them. And then I feel like offense just kind of flows to me after that. And so, yeah, especially in the press, I think half of my points were just in the front court, you know, like attacking offensive rebounds or getting a steal, you know, just those type of things. And I think that really sparks the team.
I know you two have class, so we really appreciate you taking the time to step in today and talk to us. Like I said, the Columbia women's basketball team at Brown this weekend, Saturday, 2 p.m. on ESPN+, looking to keep their Ivy League undefeated record intact. So thanks for joining us.
No, thank you so much for having us.
And that's going to do it. Another episode down. Another episode in the book, Steve Merrill. Tremendous job by you.
Oh, no, it was a great time. I always enjoy like having first-year players on because, you know, we're obviously very familiar with New York City and Columbia, but they aren't. You know, they're pretty new to the scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot that goes into being a student-athlete at Columbia and then add on, you know, it's your first time going through the cycle of that mm-hmm. and the Ivy League season. So
it's good to get their take on, like you said, the city, Columbia, but also their take on being a first-year member of their respective basketball teams and, you know, kind of you get their perspective because everybody can watch the games and be like, this freshman looks like they're going to be really good or this freshman. But I feel like a lot of people in the crowd are just like judging them as basketball players.
Right.
So when we actually bring them on this podcast and like they're people,
absolutely.
You know, they're students here. And
even if they're not playing the significant minutes yet that they will in the coming years, they're making an impact on the team.
100%.
Practice, and the scout team, you know, supporting the guys out on the court. So there's a lot. You're still very much part of the team. And you can contribute a lot as a first year.
100%. We could be sitting on this podcast in 2-3 years' time, and they will be juniors and seniors, and hopefully leading the Columbia men's and women's basketball teams to the Ivy League titles. This is the Morningside Hoops podcast. For Steve Merrill, I'm Kyle Matrician. You can catch this podcast and all of our Columbia Athletics podcasts on all the major platforms, including Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Odyssey. Just search for Columbia Athletics. Until next week,
go Lions!